All football point spread bettors, please listen to me closely. This is Michael Westwood, owner of GBIWins.com in New York. And guys, this evening is absolutely incredible. I am documenting it as my pro football game of the year, Buffalo playing Tennessee. I am 17-0 over the last 17 years with this type of information. And I've been in the sports handicapping world now for 36 years. This information is rock solid. And I'm inviting you to call my 800 number. It's absolutely free. It's a recorded line. The number is 1-800-885-2525. That's 1-800-885-2525. You'll be connected to my free recorded comp line where you'll get tonight's pro football game of the year, Buffalo playing Tennessee, with a guarantee. If I don't win this game, I will give you the rest of the football season on me, absolutely free. Try me out, 1-800-885-2525.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
The Score! The top of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer, beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com.
Attention. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention?
Sage Rosenfels, the official Tuesday morning quarterback on the Dan Bernstein Show.
Nick Foles has been there and done it. He's won a Super Bowl. He's won playoff games. He's won a lot of big football games. He's played in a lot of games in his career. He is a much better down-the-field thrower.
Longtime football observer.
He grew up with a little 19-inch black and white. I don't even know if it was 19 inches. It might have been 12 inches or something. Black and white TV that had four channels. We basically watched the black and blue division. My dad's from Chicago. All we basically watched were Vikings, Packers, Bears, Packers.
12 years of NFL experience.
Rosenfels with the ball. The bootleg. Fake the pass. Dives for the end zone. And in for the touchdown. Sage Rosenfels, brilliant on that first drive.
Goat of the preseason.
It's a specialty.
Sage Rosenfels, breaking down every start by Bears quarterback Nick Foles with Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Sage Rosenfels is on Twitter at Sage Rosenfels. He's on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. And you should be checking us out on Twitch and watching this video feed. It is twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. What's going on, Sage? How are you?
I'm doing fine. Looks like winter is on the horizon here. I think it's going to be like 55 degrees on Thursday. So I'm not looking forward to that. I've enjoyed this sort of late summer weather. So that's pretty much what's up with me. And again, per my usual Tuesday morning, just rewatched the Bears offense. And saw some good things and also saw some things, as we all saw, you know, 240 yards of offense is not something that really excites you. So obviously this Bears offense does have some issues.
They got to unlock it. And I ranted last week about this offense, about you know, there's no excuses now. Here's you got your quarterback who knows the system. You hired every offensive coach. You have your offensive line and your tight end position supposedly solved. Why can't it unlock itself? Matt Nagy keeps saying details, details, details. Is it about details? Is he right about that?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm seeing fairly good details when I see the routes being run. You know, there's always probably some upfront things with the offensive line that does struggle. But for me personally, as I watch this team, and you put any quarterback into a system where they run for 35 yards, it's going to be hard to play quarterback in that system. It's going to be hard to push the ball down the field when the defense is not scared of the run at all. There's no play action. So, you know, I've said to people, the hardest thing to do, if you had a list of types of plays and offense runs, okay, running the ball is the easiest. You sort of control the outcome if you're good at it. There's no tip passes. There's no protection issues. You can run the ball. You can run the ball. So that's like number one. The second thing, the simple bootleg stuff off of those runs. Third thing, probably play action or the quick game, three-step drops, get the ball out. You know, the hardest thing to do, shotgun, drop back pass. It is the hardest thing to do for an NFL offense because the defensive line, they're such great athletes. And when you don't have any running game, they can just, as they say, pin their ears back and get after the quarterback, which means your quarterback's just not going to have any time, which means he can't push the ball down the field. So this offense is not explosive at all because they have no running game. They have no really threat to the defense that way. And then they don't do almost any play action. And when they do, it almost always works. They came out in this game fairly early, throw a play action, sort of a, they call it a skinny post, but it's a, basically it's a deeper slant to Allen Robinson, gets 20 yards, boom. They don't go back to anything like that for the rest of the game. I feel like I've said this now for a couple years on this show. When they do play action, for more often than not, it works. Sometimes it's down the field. Other times they play soft zone and he hits David Montgomery in the flat for a check down for 5 or 6, 7 yards. That works too. If they take away the deep stuff, throw it short. So the offense of not having the ability to run the football, which it could be players, it could be scheme, it could be a mix of things. It probably is a mix of those two things. But when you have no running game, it's just hard to have a passing game where you're threatening the defense vertically because they're just not scared based off of the pass protection issues.
It looked so bad to start. He, on the 3rd and 2 to Robinson, he throws it 10 feet over his head. There was a deep throw to Mooney that he just seemed to completely whiff on for whatever reason. And yet, it doesn't bother him. And I have my working theory with Nick Foles is that for better or for worse, nothing that happens is predictive of what's going to happen. He can be great and then bad, and he can be bad and then great, because it doesn't really ruffle him when things go badly. How do they sustain the good and minimize the bad with a veteran quarterback?
Yeah, you know, you say that, and I agree. I think one of Nick's probably greatest assets as a leader, as a quarterback, is an extremely short memory. The anxiety of missing a throw, a guy like myself who was a backup most of my career, you get in there, you miss a throw, and it's like, oh man, I missed that throw. That's going to come back to haunt me. You know, the coaches are going to see that. Obviously, all the players know that stage missed that throw. He has like no memory. He's like a defensive back that gets burnt deep and just does like, well, I got burnt deep and let's go on to the next play. He moves on to the next play extremely well. I think that's a great mindset for a team. I think that's probably one of the things that with Trubisky, maybe people felt that pressure when he would miss a throw. The entire stadium, the entire coaching staff, the entire team was like, oh, Mitch missed that throw. He needs to make that throw. But with Foles, I feel like there's just no pressure there. And it's a great asset to have as a quarterback. It does allow you to be probably a little bit more streaky. As you said, he started off this game, it was ugly. I mean, I think the first maybe 3 third downs of the game, he missed open guys, the out route way over his head, another out route sort of behind a receiver, and he missed somebody else. But when it really mattered, he sort of made a couple of those clutch plays. There was about a 3rd and 9. He hit an out route to Mooney on the left sideline that picked up about 11 yards. That was a huge play in the ball game. I think having no memory of the bad plays is a great asset for this quarterback. And I think the team sort of feeds off that. You know, hey, that was a bad play. Next one, we'll get a drive going and our quarterback will make the play, because he does offset the bad plays with some really, really good plays, because he sort of has that sort of baller mentality and he does make some big, big throws. He has a lot of guts, and it does take a lot of guts to play quarterback.
One thing I think he does really well, too, is identify who's hot and know where his pressure release is. He's also tough enough and tall enough to wait, even if he's realizing, okay, there's pressure here. We may not have them blocked all the way, but whoever's leaking out of the backfield, because of that extra beat where he doesn't have to hurry the ball out, he's able to buy a little bit of time for whether it's a swing pass or a wheel, especially if he's throwing to a back, to give that guy a little bit more time to get a little further downfield.
All right, so we're going to get in the neat details of one play in this ball game.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. All right,
good.
We're getting the X's and O's stuff. Tampa came up in this look where the linebackers were right up on the line of scrimmage. They were sort of inside the defensive end, sort of in the A gaps. They're tight in there. They brought the blitz. On that play, when that occurs, if the running back doesn't block one of those linebackers and they free release out of the backfield, a defensive end, what they call it a change call. Other people call it something else. Some people call it pizza because it's your slice, my slice type of thing. But there's a name for it. And the defensive end is supposed to peel with the running back. Okay. The offensive line then squeezes the line of scrimmage where the left tackle comes down, the right guard comes down to protect that inside, and sort of leaves that defensive end free, hoping that, obviously, that if he does blitz, the quarterback knows this and has time to get rid of the football. On this play, and Nick does this very well, he knows exactly where his hots are. He understands protections really well. He understands where there's going to be a free guy, but I'm going to sort of back up and sort of fade to my left away from that pressure, okay? On this play, he knew he had an issue. When he saw that, when he felt the squeeze come down, of course, he knew the squeeze was coming down based off of the look, based off of understanding protections. The defensive end took a step off the field and then tried to peel. But when you're even, you're leaving as an offensive player. And so Montgomery rolled right past him. Foles let the ball out early as he was getting some pressure from the other side. And it ended up being a really big completion, what you call a rail route or a bullet route down that left sideline. That play takes a lot of experience. It's a weird feeling to be back there with the ball in your hands, knowing a defensive end could very possibly be completely free and unblocked, knowing your line's going to squeeze down. A veteran is comfortable in those situations and comfortable enough to, again, buy a little time and allow the play to develop and trust the offensive line that they're going to squeeze down those linebackers and that you'll be able to play, you'll make that play against that defensive end. That was a very big play in the ball game. Rarely do young guys make that play. If they do, it's odd. Like if Justin Herbert made that play, it would be out of just basically not sort of luck, but just sort of like, you know, he's just making a play. It's just one of those things that takes years and years to develop that comfortableness with something like that, where the line's going to squeeze down on that linebacker and you're going to leave that defensive end go. Nick was very, very comfortable with that and made a great throw and made a big play in that ballgame.
Evaluate the Bears tight end play from what you see. I think we might have been wrong about Jimmy Graham, a guy who people in Green Bay said, look, he just can't play anymore and he can't move anymore. He's done exactly what the Bears said they overpaid him to do, and that was be the big one-on-one target in the end zone. I'm a little surprised that Cole Kmet isn't finding himself targeted in the passing game, that he's really been more of a true Y tight end inline blocker, and they've had some heavy personnel packages out there using all of their tight ends.
Well, and he's a good blocker, by the way. I want to give him credit. I was watching some of their blocking, and their issues in the running game, to me, don't seem to be the tight ends. Those guys get in there. They get after it. And I thought, you know, that's a key aspect of being that second tight end. Jimmy Graham is a red zone tight end. Kyle Rudolph in Minnesota, he's more of a red zone tight end too. Do they catch the ball in the middle of the field? Absolutely. But their real strength is their height, their unbelievable catch radius, as in the height they can go up to catch the football, the big body, the one-on-one type of stuff you can get down there. Safeties are they're there to tackle a lot of times and play the middle of the field. They're not there to guard a 6'7" tight end. So that is his strength. But as far as him being a great tight end on the, you know, in the middle of the field, or when you're not in the red zone, I would say he's very average. Okay. He doesn't get a lot of separation. He doesn't have much suddenness to him. He just doesn't have that quick twitch. He did when he was younger, but you just sort of, you lose that when you get over 30. I remember working out over 30, I'm like, man, I just don't have that like sort of rabbit like reflex like I had when I was in my mid 20s working out in the off season. He does not have the quick twitch. He does have the big body. He understands coverages, but he's never really wide open. There's always usually somebody sort of draped on him. And so the quarterback can put the ball in the right spot that he gets just enough separation that he, you know, almost always does make the catch. So he's a good, he's an okay tight end in the field, but in the red zone, he's a legit weapon. And it's nice to have a big time weapon like that when you're trying to throw touchdown passes.
There was a back shoulder throw early to Allen Robinson that he just kind of like kicked out of his own hands, and they end up properly ruling it an interception. That's three times now, three times this season, that somehow an Allen Robinson apparent catch has actually ended up not only not being a catch, but being an interception. Is this just a quirk, or is there something about the strength of his hands or what he is doing at the point of attack that isn't going well for him? I tend to dismiss this as just odd coincidence, because I don't know if anything like this is his actual issue.
Yeah, I think it is just a coincidence more than anything. I'm really impressed with him as a wide receiver. The way he runs routes, the way he gets separation, more often than not, he does catch the ball. He does stuff on the outside, like these one-on-one 50-50 balls that, you know, more often than not, I would say end up in a positive way for the Bears. He has no issue working over the middle. In this football game, I don't know how many targets he had, but it's pretty obvious if he has a one-on-one, Nick Foles is trying to work Allen Robinson. Whether it's just hitches on the outside, if it's even, he's going to number 12 side. On that play, the back shoulder fade route, you really do want to throw it from the helmet up. You really want it high and outside, if anything, because then the DBs really can't catch it and the receivers can catch it or nobody. If you do put it low, there is a chance where the ball can get batted around a little bit, which sort of happened in this situation. So it wasn't a terrible throw, but the interception would not have happened if he would have put that ball. They call it a back shoulder, not a back hip, you know, for a reason. You do want to put it shoulder height and up, and that one was a little low. And I think just coincidence, the ball bounced around and Tampa came up with it. So I think Nick Foles is going to keep throwing the ball to number 12, as that is sort of his guy all over the field.
You mentioned how things change physically when you hit 30, and there's Tom Brady out there who's closer to my age, and he was kind of self-sacking when he realized that 52 was coming off the edge. He just decided he would kind of lay down and make sure that they didn't get a clean hit on him. I love the exchange. I don't know what he said to Khalil Mack, but it can't be fun to be 45 years old and have that Bears front seven coming at you like that.
I think he's 43, but he'll still be playing probably at 45. Tom is amazing. Drew Brees is amazing. I'm 42 years old. I came out with Drew Brees. I'm younger than Tom Brady. I've been out of football for 8 years. I might go on a walk today as my workout for like 30 minutes, right? I'm just blown away by the way these guys have continued to play good football. Not great football, but good football. Tom's on a good team. I think this Tampa team's a good team. They're going to be in the mix in the NFC. The Bears should be very, very happy that the defense is going to keep them in a lot of ball games this year. I think they're going to have some up and down quarterback play. I wouldn't be surprised if at some point Trubisky is back in there. You just never know whether it's an injury or Nick had a terrible half and they just say, we're going to go with somebody else because Nick is so streaky like that. You just don't know. But, defense is like rebounding. You can have a bad shooting night, but if you're a Dennis Rodman type, you can rebound every single game and you don't have to have a bad rebounding night. And defense is like that, and it keeps you in a lot of football games if you can keep the opponent within striking distance. And obviously that I think that's one of the main reasons the Bears are where they are right now and got that win the other day.
Sage Rosenfels, thank you. As always, we'll talk again after the Bears play the Panthers.
Sounds good.
That's Sage Rosenfels breaking down Bears quarterbacking. Next up, Paul Charchian makes a sense of what it could be the mess of your fantasy team right now, because times are very, very odd in football and fantasy football. He's got waiver wire possibilities for you, so don't go anywhere. Charch is up next on The Score.
Danny Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
A.J. Hinch, to me, seems like a perfect fit for the White Sox. And by the way, that's the direction I think they're going to go. I respect the hell out of the White Sox for being bold and breaking from past tradition and saying, yeah, we once said that Don Cooper was going to be the pitching coach for life. Sorry, now we're better than that.
Listen to Danny Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A radio.com sports station.
Experience the number one men's groomer on the market. Manscaped.com has everything you need for simple and effective manscaping. Their new trimmer, the 3.0, featuring a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. Get all of your men's grooming products at Manscaped.com, like the hair trimmer, razor, nail kit, cleansing gel, deodorant, and more. Head over to Manscaped.com and use promo code RADIO for 20% off your order and free shipping. Manscaped.com. That's Manscaped.com, promo code RADIO.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Goose Island believes each local pizza place is an important piece of Chicago's rich food future. The city is only complete when they all have a chance to succeed. That's why Goose Island's 312 Urban Wheat Ale is doing its part to support and amplify these key businesses in the month of October. Celebrate National Pizza Month along with Goose Island and your favorite pizza joint. Let's face it, we all deserve some 312 and pizza this year. Visit gooseisland.com/312pizza for more information.
All football point spread bettors, please listen to me closely. This is Michael Westwood, owner of GBIWins.com in New York. And guys, this evening is absolutely incredible. I am documenting it as my pro football game of the year, Buffalo playing Tennessee. I am 17-0 over the last 17 years with this type of information. And I've been in the sports handicapping world now for 36 years. This information is rock solid. And I'm inviting you to call my 800 number. It's absolutely free. It's a recorded line. The number is 1-800-885-2525. That's 1-800-885-2525. You'll be connected to my free recorded comp line where you'll get tonight's pro football game of the year, Buffalo playing Tennessee, with a guarantee. If I don't win this game, I will give you the rest of the football season on me, absolutely free. Try me out, 1-800-885-2525.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think you know the Home Depot? It's not just for flooring and lights for your bedroom. It's everything else for your bedroom. Mattresses you can't wait to sleep on. Warmer blankets for cooler temperatures. Get fall savings like 35% off select mattresses, plus free and flexible delivery and easy online returns. You know the Home Depot. Now you know there are even more ways to explore decor at homedepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping and residential delivery on most orders over $45 made at homedepot.com. Exclusions apply, valid through October 21st.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
The 2020 presidential race is upon us. The stakes couldn't be higher, and the outcome might not be clear till long after everyone has voted. Many are predicting a repeat, or worse, of the 2000 election. That year, the presidency came down to a polarizing recount in Florida that ended at the U.S. Supreme Court.
We were faced with an attempted soft coup.
Listen to Fiasco, a Luminary original from the team that brought you Slow Burn. Available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In just 60 seconds, Paul Charchian will provide fantasy advice and wisdom that will make you wealthier, healthier, and certainly better looking.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Chicago Cubby and Hap.
It was just a sad, disappointing feeling in the locker room after. I think those are your best friends and those are your brothers. And when you're all trying to do something like that collectively and got through the season in first place and felt like we were in a position where we could, win a series there and move on. Yeah, it's just a difficult pill to swallow, and I think that in our clubhouse, we can take something out of that season, and we can feel good about winning our division and the work that we put in to do that, and being diligent with all of the protocols and everything that took out of us. But at the same time, to the last 3 years, getting bounced in the first round of the playoffs, that is never a good feeling, ever.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Paul Charchian, Fantasy Football Hall of Famer.
That guy must really know what he's doing.
Chief Execution Officer at GuillotineLeagues.com.
He's appointing himself Judge, Jury, and Executioner.
He's not Judge, Judy, and Executioner.
He is.
Your guide through the waiver wire.
Hurry, step right up and keep following the leader.
Charge. With Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Paul Charchian's on Twitter at Paul Charchian. He's on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, and you should check him out on our Twitch stream, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. It is a wild and wacky world in which you reside, Charge, because fantasy football having to keep up with just the craziness of actual football. What are the best leagues doing to remain flexible when it comes to rosters and having a reasonable approach to some of these postponements?
Yeah, the best thing every league should do is allow fantasy managers to designate a provisional player in the event that a game like tonight's game, which we still can't say with 100% certainty is going to happen, doesn't happen. You shouldn't be penalizing somebody who started Jonnu Smith at tight end when it turns out he doesn't play. That's not evaluating the skill of a fantasy manager. It's just bad luck. So you should be able to designate a backup that you would use, a provisional player, in the event a situation like this happens. That's the best thing. And then we've actually had, across the industry, technical issues related to these Tuesday games that just upset the apple cart on all the processes that these online services have. And we've had scoring system outages. We've had waiver wire problems. We've had all kinds of issues that have come up as well. And that's just kind of created a little extra chaos for fantasy leagues.
One thing we didn't expect was the Chase Claypool Travis Fulham show that unspooled in front of us today. That was, I imagine this waiver wire week is the Chase Claypool Derby.
It really is. Claypool's awesome. I mean, breaking news. And, for anybody who might be saying, well, sure, you can tell me that now. We actually told you that in several times in past weeks, and not necessarily on this show, but through my Fantasy Football Weekly podcast. And even I'm going to peacock for just a minute here, Dan. We don't do it a lot, but I did tweet 2 hours before kickoff on Sunday, this is your last chance to go get Chase Claypool on the cheap. So we encourage you to follow me at Paul Charchian. And by the way, for Chase, as we look ahead and what he might be able to do. First, schedule super easy for Pittsburgh. Over the next 6 weeks, they have one tough game at Baltimore. The other five are downright easy. A lot of this really hinges on Deontay Johnson, who's also really, really good, but hasn't been healthy since week two, and that's we've seen Claypool do so much more since then. If Deontay Johnson, who they've already said is going to practice this week, when he comes back, that's going to mean there's just a plethora of great options for Ben Roethlisberger. Juju Smith-Schuster, Johnson, Claypool, Eric Ebron, James Washington's probably getting left in the dust, even though he'd be a starter for a lot of teams in the NFL. And so I don't think we're going to have the explosive big game like we saw last week from Chase Claypool. But without doubt,
super talented player, and we haven't even seen the best of what he can bring to the NFL yet. And if you just go through his highlights from college, it's just jaw-dropping what he was doing. So once again, the Steelers find gold at a position, you know, without having to spend a first-round pick, at a position that they just keep generating great players in.
Meanwhile, there's an emerging running back option in your backyard with the injury to Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook knocked out of last week's game with a groin injury. They've got the Falcons this week and then a bye, so that there's no chance he plays this week, none. And coming out of the bye, in all probability, Cook will be back. So it's just a one-week option for Alexander Mattison, but it's a pretty good week. Falcons are a bad defense, and they're especially vulnerable to pass-catching backs, and they will throw to Mattison. So he will probably be a top 15 running back this week in my rankings, roughly, and then after that he goes back to the bench. So we don't overpay to get Alexander Mattison for just 1 week, but if you've already got him, this will be the week to start him.
So the Dak Prescott injury means that there are ramifications at the quarterback position, not just with the Cowboys, but looking at anybody who had him and now what the other options are. So that threw quite a wrench into the works.
Yeah, for sure. For Dalton, I mean, coming off the bench, he looked great. Only threw two incompletions the entire game, rallied his team to a come-from-behind victory. And when you look going forward, six legitimate receiving options for Dalton when he goes back to pass, right? So you've got CeeDee Lamb, who's in the conversation for Rookie of the Year, Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup. They've got Cedric Wilson, who's been out of nowhere, has been a valuable contributor. They've got Dalton Schultz as their tight end. He's been good. They can throw to their running back, Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, it's a plethora of options for Andy Dalton, and the schedule's very favorable for the rest of the year. They only have two tough games left all season. Andy Dalton is going to be a high-quality fantasy starting quarterback most of the rest of the year in a way that we never saw him in Cincinnati, when mostly he just had A.J. Green to throw to. It's just, there's just so many great options for him. I can't imagine him failing here.
Meanwhile, I don't know how, when all is said and done, we're going to remember Ryan Fitzpatrick. What an odd career he's had with yes. So many teams and so many moments of statistical explosiveness, yet never seems to be considered among the better quarterbacks and probably shouldn't. How long do you go with him knowing that at some point the record may dictate their turn to the future?
Right. So Mike Gesicki, their starting tight end, answered that yesterday. He said, and this is a bold statement, knowing that the team put the fifth overall pick on Tua. Mike Gesicki said to the media, he wants to finish his career with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, that's a bold statement, right? So, and Mike Gesicki's in his third season. So yeah, it's what Ryan Fitzpatrick has done, when everything is said and done, Dan, he's going to have numbers that are going to be the equivalent of Hall of Famers, but he will never play for any one team for more than 3 years. It's we've never seen anything quite like what Ryan Fitzpatrick is doing. And part of what we love about him, and I adore Ryan Fitzpatrick, Dan, it's the way he plays. He's so gritty. He's so tough. He's clearly having fun. He lets the bad plays just wash over him. And then the next thing you know, that horribly ugly interception is a beautifully thrown bomb two plays later for a touchdown. It's a remarkable turn of events for Ryan Fitzpatrick in his career. And by the way, this week it's the Jets. It's a revenge game. Remember all the turmoil? Well, yeah, they're all revenge games for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Against any team, it's a revenge game for him because he played for them, right?
That's right. All the turmoil. He had that one great season with the Jets, and then they wouldn't pay him, and he held out, and he held out, and he held out, and they finally buckled and paid him. And then he was no good with the Jets. And then he made all that money. And, yeah, it's such a great story for Fitzpatrick. And at this point, I mean, the Dolphins are playoff viable. They're playing to win games still. So Tua stays on the bench, and Fitzpatrick is a top 10 fantasy scoring quarterback right now.
Such a unique player. And as I look at profootballreference.com, when they do the statistical comps, players whose career was of similar quality and shape statistically, some of these names are just like chef's kiss perfect. John Kitna, Kerry Collins, Jim Harbaugh, Billy Kilmer, Brad Johnson, Chris Chandler, Joe Ferguson, Jim Plunkett, Archie Manning.
Wow.
Isn't that like you can feel that, right? You can totally feel those comps.
You really can. In many cases, journeymen, but still players who experienced a lot of success and were in the league a long time. You know, like John Kitna played with a bunch of different teams and was ultimately a good quarterback. And yeah, those are really good comps for guys that moved around a lot, but were always ultimately really good. Those are good comps. By the way, awesome site. Pro Football Reference. So much good stuff there.
Are there any Bears on your list as stacking up as viable possibilities against Carolina?
Well, you always got to pick your spots. And normally against Carolina, the worst run defense in the league, giving up 2 rushing touchdowns per game, we fantasy guys always go to the backup running back because the backup running backs usually get the second of the 2 rushing touchdowns. I can't do that with Chicago, can I? I think we'll just
unless Cordarrelle Patterson is that guy.
Maybe that'll be the case. Maybe this is the one time you can start Cordarrelle Patterson. But if not now, when for David Montgomery? This is going to be the best opportunity he will see all season. This is what you wait for Carolina to come around on the schedule for your running back. So that'll be the most enticing play of the week for sure. Will be David Montgomery.
The other story is, and Bears fans are wondering, what the hell got into Mike Davis? That the Bears were, they brought him in, they were happy to have him, and they said, okay, here's another name in the running back room, and then they end up having to get rid of him so they can end up with a draft pick to show for it just because of the timing of it. And he's been terrific.
He's been awesome. Almost 5 yards per carry. And the amazing thing is that they're basically just letting him do everything Christian McCaffrey did. They threw to him 10 times last week to Mike Davis. He caught 9 of them. The week before that, they threw to him 6 times. He caught 5. The week before that, 9 times. He caught 8. The week before that, 8 times, and he caught 8. I mean, it's just they've just let him go run the Christian McCaffrey routes, do all the things they would have done with McCaffrey, and it's all working. He's been fantastic. So, yeah, I don't think anybody thought that he would just plug in the way that he has. But he looks good. He runs determined, and he's got a little spring in his step. Turns out he's a pretty darn good player. And honestly, if he were still a Bear, I gotta believe he'd be the best running back on roster.
Wow, Paul Charchian.
Don't you think?
I mean, you know,
is that outlandish?
Well, I would like to give me a couple games of Montgomery with Foles against defenses that aren't the Bucs front 7 and the Colts front 7 before I make that judgment.
All right, that's
fair. Those are a couple
those
of kick-ass defenses.
Yes.
So where are we in the guillotine league life cycle right now, seeing that obviously the remaining rosters are now just laden with high-end talent already?
That's true. So we started the season with 17 teams. Now we're down to 12. Although you can still join a new league and it'll be a 12 team league. So the teams that are left are starting to get really good rosters, which you're referring to, and the teams are getting cut. Are cutting really, really good players because these are good teams. And so now the bye weeks hit, and a lot of times the bye weeks end up generating bye week players that are good players that end up, you know, those teams just don't survive because they didn't have adequate depth. So guys like Davante Adams hitting the waiver wire right now. Deontay Johnson is going to hit the waiver wire. Juju Smith-Schuster is going to hit the waiver wire. Amari Cooper, with all the scoring that came out of that Dallas game, Amari Cooper, 2 catches and 23 yards. So, yeah, there's a ton of talent hitting the waiver wire this week in the guillotine leagues.
Charge, thanks as always. We'll talk next week.
You're the best. Talk to you in a week. Bye-bye.
That is Paul Charchian at guillotineleagues.com is one of his credits, and he really helped popularize that format. That has been his thing. You should follow him on Twitter at Paul Charchian. When we come back, some major baseball news just breaking in the last little while that is going to affect tonight's NLCS game, and not in a good way for the Dodgers. We'll bring that to you next on The Score.
Don't miss Layla Wednesdays on The Score when Layla Rahimi joins Dan Bernstein.
And it's usually pretty gold when it happens.
9 to noon.
Not that there isn't respect given there to Steverson, to Coop, and to Ricky, but what they had was not working, so that's why they decided to go in this direction.
Layla Wednesdays with Dan Bernstein every Wednesday from 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Experience the number one men's groomer on the market. Manscaped.com has everything you need for simple and effective manscaping. Their new trimmer, the 3.0, featuring a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. Get all of your men's grooming products at Manscaped.com, like the hair trimmer, razor, nail kit, cleansing gel, deodorant, and more. Head over to Manscaped.com and use promo code RADIO for 20% off your order and free shipping. Manscaped.com. That's Manscaped.com, promo code RADIO.
If you are purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local mortgage professionals. Today, meet Billy, truck driver. He called Team Hochberg last August to secure a cash-out refinance to pay off debt with a 650 credit score. Team Hochberg explained to Billy that his rate would be higher than the current rates because he was taking money out of his home with a 650 score. Billy paid off over $40,000 of debt, reduced his payment over $1,300 a month, and didn't care about the rate. And when rates dropped, Team Hochberg helped Billy, whose scores were now over 740, drop his rate into the mid-threes, reduced his payment another $100 a month, and covered his closing costs. If you'd like to use your home's equity to eliminate debt, reduce your rate, or shorten your loan term, call Team Hochberg now at 312-855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
While Congress works to provide relief for shuttered music venues across the country, Goose Island continues to do its part to help save Chicago's small independent music venues.
Here we are tonight at Thalia Hall, the jewel of Pilsen.
We're at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue.
Here at Subterranean.
Here we are at the Beat Kitchen.
We are here at the Hideout. Let's hear it once again for Chubas, huh?
Since 1988, when Goose Island Beer Company started serving beers to Chicagoans, we've drank, danced, and sang along at these venues that make up our city's music scene. Without these clubs, Chicago wouldn't be the same. These places bring us together. So in their honor, Goose Island is offering a special brew to support the Chicago Independent Venue League. Civil Pale Ale is available exclusively at the Goose Island Tap Room at 1800 West Fulton Street while supplies last. Please visit gooseisland.com for tap room hours and Civil Pale Ale availability so you can help Goose Island save our stages.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
All football point spread bettors, please listen to me closely. This is Michael Westwood, owner of GBIWins.com in New York. And guys, this evening is absolutely incredible. I am documenting it as my pro football game of the year, Buffalo playing Tennessee. I am 17-0 over the last 17 years with this type of information. And I've been in the sports handicapping world now for 36 years. This information is rock solid. And I'm inviting you to call my 800 number. It's absolutely free. It's a recorded line. The number is 1-800-885-2525. That's 1-800-885-2525. You'll be connected to my free recorded comp line where you'll get tonight's pro football game of the year, Buffalo playing Tennessee, with a guarantee. If I don't win this game, I will give you the rest of the football season on me, absolutely free. Try me out, 1-800-885-2525.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
102. Back to Melanson, over him to the shortstop Swanson. Braves take game one. A final of 5-1. The starter Freed outstanding. They popped three home runs. The go-ahead shot, Austin Riley, in the top of the ninth.
Braves have a great lineup. You know, it's somewhat similar to Padres. You know, 1-9, they can kind of beat you. So there's no real secret to it. You just try to make good pitches. You know, I think Acuna and Freddie, obviously at the top, you know, really get them going. But I mean, everybody's really swinging the bats well for them through Ozuna, Darno, all those guys. So it's definitely a good matchup for us, and you know, it'll be a good challenge.
That was Fox's call of the Game 1 victory in the NLCS by the Atlanta Braves over the favored LA Dodgers. And that was Clayton Kershaw speaking yesterday pregame. And he sounded all ready to go, and as it turns out, he's not. Clayton Kershaw has been scratched from his Game 2 start tonight with back issues. They're calling it back spasms. But you always wonder what the bad omen is there when you start talking about somebody with a history of back issues and how long they can linger and the stress that a pitcher, especially an older veteran, puts on his back. That means that after they were scrambling around in their bullpen last night, getting just 5 innings out of Walker Buehler, the fact that you're not getting any innings from Kershaw at all in games 1 and 2. Instead, Tony Gonsolin is going to start NLCS game 2 because Clayton Kershaw scratched with back spasms. And as we were talking about earlier on in the show with Craig Calcaterra, the bullpen questions, you know, back end bullpen questions, building it from the back to the front. Now everything changes. And now there might be some outside the box thinking if you've got to try to put a critical game 2 start together and hope that maybe your bats can help slug you to a victory to take some pressure on this pitching staff that is under a great deal of pressure right now. But that's bad news for the Dodgers, and it's just unfortunate because this in this season of seasons when they were clearly, without a doubt, the best team in baseball, the best constructed team before the season began and then living up to it with just tearing through their regular season schedule, for it to be potentially undone by something like this is unfortunate for them. You know, Walker Buehler had the blister issue, and now Clayton Kershaw. Tony Gonsolin, by the way, hasn't pitched in 17 days. So this is a big ask for him tonight. Something certainly to keep an eye on. We look forward to doing transition. And Mark Grody has the helm of the Lawrence Holmes Show today, which I will, by the way, I'm going to be working double shifts Thursday and Friday, just sticking around for the extended dance mix and doing 5 hours with you on both Thursday and Friday with some special guests. But Mark Grody has it today, and we are going to talk to him transitionally next on The Score.
We are Chicago's number one sports station. Chicago guys talking Chicago sports. Listen on your radio, your laptop, your mobile device, through the radio.com app, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Think you know the Home Depot? It's not just for flooring and lights for your bedroom. It's everything else for your bedroom. Mattresses you can't wait to sleep on. Warmer blankets for cooler temperatures. Get fall savings like 35% off select mattresses, plus free and flexible delivery and easy online returns. You know the Home Depot. Now you know there are even more ways to explore decor at homedepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping and residential delivery on most orders over $45 made at homedepot.com. Exclusions apply, valid through October 21st.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Experience the number one men's groomer on the market. Manscaped.com has everything you need for simple and effective manscaping. Their new trimmer, the 3.0, featuring a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. Get all of your men's grooming products at Manscaped.com, like the hair trimmer, razor, nail kit, cleansing gel, deodorant, and more. Head over to Manscaped.com and use promo code RADIO for 20% off your order and free shipping. Manscaped.com. That's Manscaped.com, promo code RADIO.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
All football point spread bettors, please listen to me closely. This is Michael Westwood, owner of GBIWins.com in New York. And guys, this evening is absolutely incredible. I am documenting it as my pro football game of the year, Buffalo playing Tennessee. I am 17-0 over the last 17 years with this type of information. And I've been in the sports handicapping world now for 36 years. This information is rock solid. And I'm inviting you to call my 800 number. It's absolutely free. It's a recorded line. The number is 1-800-885-2525. That's 1-800-885-2525. You'll be connected to my free recorded comp line where you'll get tonight's pro football game of the year, Buffalo playing Tennessee, with a guarantee. If I don't win this game, I will give you the rest of the football season on me, absolutely free. Try me out, 1-800-885-2525.
We'll be right back with more Dan Bernstein in 60 seconds on The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The guys talk to Bulls insider Casey Johnson about new Bulls head coach Billy Donovan.
We just weren't used to decisions like this. I mean, I think Billy is a good fit for this team, and I think people are reacting to the overall positivity that's been happening since they made the overhaul in April.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's Dustin Rhodes, and football is finally back, and your picks could be worth $10,000 with the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up, do it today. It's super easy at radio.com/picks, and just pick the winner of each week's games. No point spread, no lineups, and it's totally free to enter. That's right. Free. You pick the most games right throughout the season, and you could win $10,000. Also, you can compete against me. We can banter about it on social media. For week one, I've got Chicago, and I've got Vegas, and if my picks are as good as they were last year, you're going to be seeing me in the rear view mirror, because I was not so good. I bet you're better than me. Each and every week, we're going to be able to see each other's scores. We're going to see how we do throughout the season, and $1,000 is up for grabs each and every week, and $10,000 at the end of the season. It's the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up now, radio.com/picks.
Hey, Joe Ostrowski here from Bet Sweats, live 10 a.m. to noon Eastern on radio.com and the free radio.com app. We take you back to the biggest betting moments from the day before while breaking down our bets for that night. With the best voices in the industry, there's no better live midday sports betting podcast than Bet Sweats. We have insightful guests and fun segments like Lightning Bets, The Market Blitz, and T's and P's. Join us on radio.com and the free radio.com app and subscribe to the show Bet Sweats wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period.
Ozzie, teams looking for managers. You see the names A.J. Hinch and Alex Cora on a lot of those lists. Do you think they deserve another chance to manage in the big leagues?
Man, Alex is my son. A.J., I don't know him. I think he's a great baseball man. But that made me sad, man. That made me sad because I hear his name. And my name's not mentioned because what? Really? They're not better managers than me. Sorry. I don't care. They're not better managers than me. But, hey, second chance? Everybody has second chance. Everyone besides me. Everyone deserves second chance. And they, hopefully they learn from the mistakes. But it made me sad because how those guys got a second opportunity to manage here? And a lot of people, including myself, we don't. And believe me, with all my respect to every manager in the game, I'm better than a lot.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Ricky is obviously a fantastic baseball man.
But now I've done it to you. If you've missed it, when you hear the term baseball man, it is your responsibility to immediately picture Mr. Met. You know, the Mets
Ricky
mascot.
Is obviously a fantastic baseball man.
But there's only one baseball man, and it's Mr. Met, because he is actually a baseball man. He's a baseball, and he has legs. He's an anthropomorphic baseball. He's baseball man. So now, anytime someone's described as a baseball man, you can't undo this. Once I flip this switch, once I put this on your brain, he's just a good baseball man. And you just have to picture Mr. Metz dancing, because that is the only, in my world, the only acceptable baseball man. Thanks to Shane Reardon for executive producing in the stead of Jay Zawoski today. Thanks to Brian Gertsch, who was not only the director of our video feed on Twitch, but he's the guy who is also managing and monitoring and administrating the chat that is concurrent with our Twitch stream. Ray Diaz on the board doing all the things that he does, and so many things you don't know that he does, and probably we don't know that he does either, to keep it all held together tomorrow.
Hey, Dan, real quick, I think we're going to give people the chance to see what Ray does and put him on Twitch from now on. How does that sound?
Really?
Yeah, he's going to be executioning all over the place.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we're going to put an iPad right in front of his face, right in front of the board, and Ray will be on Twitch tomorrow.
Everyone's going to get executed.
Yep.
Wow.
Rest in peace.
Okay, that's all cool stuff.
I mean, get ready.
That should be fun. Something to look forward to. And also, Layla Rahimi and I are going to be in studio tomorrow. We've got Mike Florio, we've got Habarkash, we've got the Midday Midway, and all kinds of surprises in the offing as well. The Lawrence Holmes Show will be run by this man, Mark Grody. Hey, Mark.
Dan, I have received no fewer than 3 text messages in the last 30 seconds, all asking if I am going to be on transition with you, Dan Bernstein. They're coming left. It's very important that I be with you, right? I am here to all of those who text me. I am here to talk to Dan Bernstein. And actually, Dan, you have pulled me away from Zoom. Today is, Dan, and maybe you remember this from your days covering the Bears, today is not Coordinator's Day. Today is Assistant Coach's Day. And that is a different breed right there, because and for people who don't know, the assistants are like the position group coaches. Your Juan Castillo for the offensive line, the very excitable one. Clancy Barone, who's the tight ends coach. I don't know why I say it like that, but it just feels right. Mike Furry, the wide receivers coach. All these guys. And their job, what I've learned in my 3 years covering the Bears pretty much every day of my life, that the job of the assistant coaches is to promote their players and to tell you how great everything is. So it is very difficult to get objective information out of these guys. They are the protectors of the players, no matter what questions we ask.
It's so different because we had access to everybody every day.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we did, it wasn't all siloed like this and rationed, that if I wanted to talk to a Bob Slowick, I would walk up and talk to Bob Slowick. You know, if somebody, Tony Wise, is available. I learned more football just from hanging out with Tony Wise, and how you could ask a question. And I would say, well, Tony, when the quarterback is pointing and saying under, what is he saying? What's under? And he said, oh, that just means it's a formation that's shifted away from the tight end. He said, if he's saying over, that just means it's shifted toward the tight end. I'm like, oh, that was easy. He's like, yeah, anything else? I said, well, I'm sure I will. And I love that, because it made me a much smarter football observer to have their understanding and their knowledge available, and they wanted to talk.
I really miss you. See, we don't have that regularly. I mean, we get to talk to the assistants a couple times a month. If it was in person, it's like we're all in a conference room having these little huddles with multiple people with the coaches. So that's what our access looks like. But it's interesting you bring up the one-on-one conversations. And it's hard in this day and age even to get really good information, even when there was open locker room. But I do miss that this year. Like, I'm really starting to feel it now, 5 games in, not having the interpersonal connections, the one-on-ones with the players, where they will give you intel off to the side. Nothing crazy, not necessarily newsy, but you can learn stuff when you turn the microphone off, and none of us, and I guess that should be pointed out to people who pay attention and consume the Bears information, some of the information is different and more difficult to attain because of the pandemic, and just not like we've had zero. I haven't seen in person one single player this year, except for being on the sidelines and during the games, but actually talking to the players, like face to face, has not happened. And it really does put us at a handicap, and subsequently the people listening, reading, watching, that the information is just not the same, or it's all the same, I should say. It's all groupthink. Right. It's all coming from the same place because we're all on Zoom every single day, which is where I just was.
Yeah, and it doesn't really benefit the team. I think in a properly symbiotic relationship, you know, back when you, like, even going back to the hotel conversations where there's an assistant coach there and somebody's just hanging out having some nachos or something and say, here, sit down, what's going on? And if you're just say, hey, you know, just so you know, if you're criticizing player, blah blah blah, his elbow's worse than he lets on, and he doesn't want to talk about it, and we put him on the list as probable and all that, but you gotta know he's really hurting and it's affecting his play, and it's just on background, you know, just.